Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Illinois School District reverses its vaccine policy. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
I mean, Matt, could you imagine having to choose between your job, your employment, or having to take a so-called vaccine that's not really a vaccine, which we've seen a lot of harm come to that so far? Can you imagine that?
Yeah, all of these, by the way, are still in a highly experimental phase.
Right, and in fact,
none of them have been FDA licensed. So it's misnomer to say that they're FDA approved. They've only been approved under what's called an emergency use authorization, which means by nature, there's not enough data available because of the lack of time, the lack of data to be able to give full approval.
And they're not even vaccines.
No, I mean, the mRNA has never been approved as a vaccine. It's highly experimental. So what happened here was Liberty Counsel got involved after some employees contacted us. The Glenview School District 34 in Glenview, Illinois, sent out a directive that the district is requiring all staff to begin the COVID vaccination process no later than April 30, 2021, as a condition of continued employment. Listen to that. This was a condition. If you don't get your COVID injection by April 30, 2021, they said, then you're not going to be employed with the school district any longer. So several concerned employees contacted Liberty Counsel because they have either religious or both conscience objections or other objections to these COVID shots.
And we're seeing this happen more and more, so people need to be educated that you cannot be forced to do this.
Absolutely. So we sent a demand letter to the school on April 7, 2021, advising the district that forced vaccination of the COVID vaccines, of the COVID shots, is a violation of individual freedom, economic freedom, religious freedom, and the right of personal autonomy and bodily integrity, the right to a religious accommodation, the right to reject vaccines in general, including especially the COVID injections in particular.
And this also violates the First Amendment, federal law, and Illinois state law.
Yeah,
on
so
top of that.
it violates all kinds of things. And with regards to the federal law is pretty clear. It's called the Emergency Use Authorization. In fact, some individuals from the Center for Disease Control, the federal CDC, have gone on record to say, we can't force this because it's under EUA authorization, meaning that anything that's authorized under the EUA, which is what these shots are authorized under, whether it's Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca has not been authorized yet in the United States under the EUA provision. But anything that's under the EUA provision, those three, or anything else, whether it's a vaccine or something else, you must have full informed consent. And that means you cannot force or coerce any of these injections or drugs. And particularly what we're talking about is these COVID injections.
And aside from the specific medical harm that comes from these, we're also, many of them contain aborted fetal cells. So from a faith-based issue, people have issue with that.
Yeah, the Pfizer / BioNTech, which is the company that actually made the mRNA. It's not Pfizer, it's the BioNTech. They're the ones who originated it on Pfizer's behalf. It's a very young company, and Moderna is a very young company as well, 10 years old at the time of its deployment of this mRNA. Neither one have had any FDA-approved drugs, but both of those, Moderna and Pfizer, in the testing phase, used aborted fetal cell. The Johnson & Johnson used in the testing phase aborted fetal cell, but in the deployment phase, what they actually inject, also has aborted fetal cell lines as well. So you have these other issues in terms of pro-life issues that run through other vaccines outside of this as well, some of which may have alternatives and some of which do not have any alternatives. So in this particular situation, federal law says you can't force it. And, you know, for this school, for example, if this school or any employer, by the way, were to enforce this, they would not only violate federal law, but if somebody got injured, they don't have the immunity that the vaccine makers have. Now, the vaccine companies, under Ronald Reagan, they got absolute immunity for any of their vaccines. Ronald Reagan signed that bill into law. They lobbied Congress. They said, if we don't get immunity, we're not going to produce vaccines in the future. So bowing to that fear, Congress gave them absolute immunity, meaning that in any other drug that they test outside of vaccines, if it causes harm, you can sue the vaccine maker. But for a vaccine, if it causes harm, you can't sue the vaccine maker. But that immunity does not extend to these employers, particularly the school district here that says it's a quid pro quo. You take the vaccine, you choose between the vaccine, or you choose your job. If you don't get injected, you lose your job.
You know, we won another situation in Louisiana State University Dental School not long ago. Same situation. They were forcing employees and staff to take the COVID injection. We intervened. No longer required.
Yeah, no longer required. And in fact, that particular situation, they sent a demand out to the faculty, staff, and student body on a Tuesday and said by next Monday, you had to be fully vaccinated. Well, for those that didn't get the first shot, there's no way you could have gotten the second shot in that time. But at any rate, we got calls, we got communications from some students that said they didn't want to get it. And they said no. And so we sent a demand letter to the LSU Dental School.
They had legislators get involved in that too. They sent a letter.
The legislators in Louisiana pushed back as well.
Yeah.
And they revoked that. Now, there's another case that we're working on. It's still ongoing. It's a case in Virginia with a girl, Brittany, and she was told, and she's in her clinicals. So she's advanced in her schooling. She's in her clinicals in the medical field. And she was told, along with others, get the injection. And she's pregnant. And we already know that some of these objections, these injections have resulted in miscarriages, late-term miscarriages.
Right.
And this lady is aware of that. So she doesn't want to subject her child that she's carrying in her womb to some health risk or an unknown health risk or potential complications that we know has actually occurred from some of these injections.
Right.
And on the other hand, if she doesn't finish her clinicals, her schooling career has come to an end.
Right.
I mean, all that work. So we're still working on that case. But in Illinois, as an example, in addition to all of the federal laws that we normally have, most states have exemptions from vaccinations in general for religious reasons. 45 states do. A number of them have also, in addition to that, conscience objections that doesn't have to be based in religion. But Illinois has the Health Care Right of Conscience Act. And it provides very strong protection to all residents against discrimination based on health care choices. It states, quote, it shall be unlawful for any person, public or private institution, or public official to discriminate against any person in any manner, including but not limited to licensing, hiring, promotion, or any other privilege because of such person's conscientious refusal to receive, obtain, accept, or participate in any way in any particular form of health care services contrary to his or her conscience.
You know, Matt, it's so important for us to remember it's a free country. We have freedom of choice. People have the choice if they want to do this, but we've got to do research and really look at what is this about? What will this do to me? And you cannot be forced, especially not to let an employer force someone into saying it's your job or the shot.
Well, and the district superintendent in this case in Glenview responded and said that they're writing to inform us that they are modifying that, and anybody who has a religious objection to receiving the vaccine will be provided an exception from the mandate. So that's good news, but you're right. Whether you have gotten any of these COVID injections, that is a decision that you have made or will make. That should be up to you. I encourage you to look at a lot of the research, because if you look at only what comes out on the media, this includes Fox News and all the other general sources.
Or listen to Fauci.
You're going
to
hear one side.
Yeah.
But I can tell you what, there is a huge body of research out there. Mm-hmm. We have lc.org/vaccine, lcaction.org/vaccine. Lots of research, lots of concern. So make yourself available to that. Make yourself aware. But at the end of the day, it's your choice. It's your choice. And we want to fight for your freedom to have this decision. It's a very important decision, but it should be your choice and should not be forced by the government or private industry as well. And certainly, there should be no vaccine passports and no tracing and tracking apps to force you or coerce you to do something against your conscience and religious beliefs. For more information, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.